to you. Oh, I'm hurting so bad, baby.
Coming back home.
Give me one more chance. Why don't you give me one more chance, baby?
Marvin Sees.
Coming back home, please.
Come on.
Please. One more chance with you, girl.
Coming back home to
one
you.
More chance, baby. I made a mistake, a big mistake.
Coming back home.
Give me one
to
more
you.
Chance, girl. I know I was wrong.
Coming back home to you.
Oh, yes, that was Marvin Sees. Hey, coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Monday Night Madness. You want to stay tuned. We've got a special guest on with us tonight. We got Breeze. Mr. Do Too Much in the house. Yeah. Come on.
A heck of a name. A heck of we're
going to sign up tonight with Do Too Much,
maybe.
Hey. Welcome, everyone, and tell your friends. Kick back and grab a glass and enjoy D.A. and W.B. with our special guest on Monday Night Madness.
Oh, I'm so tired, yo.
So tired.
I'm trying to worry whenever I come home late with your lipstick traces. Oh, I'm so tired, babe. But you can rest, just assured my woman is no fool because she can tell I've been loving you. But still,
running out of lies. Willie Clayton.
She said goodbye. I've got too many eyes in the fire.
Come on.
Oh, yes, I have, baby. I'm spreading myself a little too thin. I'm spreading myself a little too thin. Trying to do the job. I'm too good. Too many of me. But you can rest assured my woman is no fool because she can tell. She can tell just as good when I've been out with somebody else. You know, a lot of time I didn't want to talk about it, but every now and then, every now and then, it crossed my mind. And when I try to go to sleep at night, seems like to me I can hear my conscience calling my name. Everybody got a conscience, but I sure wish my conscience was calling me. Oh, y'all leave me alone, conscience, but I'm still here. I'm standing strong.
Yes, Willie. Willie Clayton. Oh, he says he's running out of lies. Oh my, my, my! Hey, how many out there?
Sound like he done got. Sound like he done got caught in the cougar trap.
Hey, look, I'm telling you. Oh man! Hey, how many of my friends out there got that problem? I don't know. Well, I'm not. I'm just, you know. You don't have to answer me, you know, just ask yourself, man. Hey, welcome Monday Night Madness, folks. And just like the title, it is Mad on Mondays. You hanging out with me, WB and the Waymaker, and we've got a special guest with us tonight. We've got Mr. Breeze. We've got Breeze, Mr. Do Too Much. Waymaker, and you know, as usual, before we do that, we're going to bring the artist on and play all of his music that he sent me. We'd like to honor the guests that have graced this airwaves over the last several months and weeks and months, man, and just made this show what it is. So if you don't mind, one of my all-time favorites, ladies and gentlemen, are you going to find out? Ooh. That's Mr. Bell Omar. Come on, Bill. Lovers. Deja vu. Come on, son.
Girl, this time.
Come on.
Is so very special this time. Very special, 'cause you and I are together. It's not just in my mind. Oh, darling, I'm finally spending this time with you. Oh, baby, someday it had to happen, I knew. Although you don't know, many, many years ago, we were together, dear, just like we are tonight. A distant dream that finally came true. Oh, baby, just like lovers' deja vu. We playing doo-wop songs, you and me together singing doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, doing what young lovers do, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, doing what we were meant to do. Fun. I believe it's lovers. Deja vu.
Deja vu.
So many times I search for you. Many years have gone by. It's true, but I never gave up. I knew someday you'd show up, and I knew you'd be mine someday. Girl, this time, so very special, this time, special, 'cause you and I are together, and baby, now you're mine. You're finally where you've always belonged. Oh, baby, I can't believe it took us so long. We've been here before, many, many years ago. Now we're together, dear. I've got to keep you here. I want to keep you here. I've got to keep you here, 'cause I believe it's lovers. Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
I need more. Gotta have a vision. If you wanna kick, I ain't a gold digger, but don't get it twisted.
Every minute is like an investment,
and every second should be a blessing, 'cause I know I'm an asset. That's why I gotta ask you this question. Do you carry yourself like you a king?
Do you take care of all of your kids?
If you want me, then give me a reason, because I need the love of
man.
'Cause there's nothing sexier than man. You handle your business just like us.
Man.
You put that thing on me just like us. If you hustle, you provide, so I don't struggle. And you put all your pride to the side. At 9 to 5, and that's what I like about you. The little things you do, and you always making boss moves. I don't ask you no questions. I know that my blessing, you carry you a king.
You know, we all go through our change, and in life, we all have our ups, and we all have our downs, but you know, we always have that one person that we love to spend our time. Every now and again, we just gotta say something like this.
This is Summer Wolf. She's on the road, but she's listening. She's tuned into the buzz, Waymaker.
I just can't get it. got me tripping, I don't know why. And I do it all again just for you. You got me sweating at 2 degrees. You got me staying when I'm trying to leave. Ooh, you drive me out of my mind. You got that fire, no one compares. The way you make me.
Oh, man.
There she goes.
Just a good day. Just a good day. I believe in
you. Come on, look.
Man, it's incredible. All right, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is Monday Night Madness on the Buzz Studio. Let me just try something here real quick for about 2 or 3 seconds. I want to make sure. Ah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Y'all know what I found out?
Oh yeah.
I found out that every woman needs a good man. A man that's gonna love them, protect them, and always be there for them. Especially a man with country roots.
She want a man with country roots. She
man.
Want a man with country roots. Yeah. With a whole lot of country swag.
I'm getting ready to drop it, boy maker. I'm gonna drop it.
Not another one. You gonna drop what? The mic?
I'm gonna drop the mic.
You gotta understand that you're dealing with a country man. You want a man with country roots.
Oh, that's real good. Come on.
Good in his camo. Cutting up straight leg jeans. Listen to that southern soul. She like my tro real hot. Country boy, I'm so. I don't have much, but I do what I can. You gotta understand that you're dealing with a country man. She want a man with country roots. She want a man with country roots. With a whole lot of country swag. With a whole lot of country swag. She want a man in cowboy boots. She want a man in cowboy boots. She want a horse and I know that. She want a horse and I know. You're dealing with a country man.
Roots.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is Monday Night Madness. You hanging out with me, WB and DA, the Waymaker, with our special guest. Now, in case you guys didn't recognize that artist, I can tell you who he is right now. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at him because he's live here on Monday Night Madness. That is Breeze, Mr. Do Too Much. Sir? Wow.
How y'all doing?
Man, how we doing? We doing better since I played that one there, boy. Hey, look here. What we need here? We need a what is that, Country Roots final mix?
Yes, sir, that's Country Roots.
Country Roots. Man, that's a Waymaker. I need more microphones. I dropped it. Yeah.
It's amazing you said that.
I don't even know why I'm talking about this. I thought I fired you off that job a long time ago. But
you did, but I'm one of them ones that show up every day for work.
You know, that's funny.
Hoping that you might then change your mind.
You know, I actually did that on a job one time. I told the boss, I said, you can fire me anyway, but I'm coming back tomorrow. I sure did. That's a true story. That's a true story.
Wow.
He laughed at me. He never fired me. But the whole thing, man, look, let's get back to our guest, Breeze. Man, Mr. Do Too Much. That jam. Let's start with this. Oh, by the way, J.L. Thompson. Oh, he's commenting on, hey, J.L. J.L. was on last night. That's a bad boy, too. Mr. J.L. Thompson. You know, I mentioned to you today, get back with the Waymaker, found out when you can come back on, okay? You're just that magnificent. Matter of fact, we've had so many great artists on this platform. Bessie Stokes. Yeah, Bessie. You said, hey, Waymaker. Right. You didn't say, hey, WB, Bessie. What's going on around here? Oh, yeah, I'm a jealous kind of fella. I don't know who wrote that. Yeah, I know who wrote that, too. Yeah, what was that, Al Wilson? Was that Al Wilson? Jealous kind of fella.
Sound like.
No, it wasn't.
I think. Whoever it was.
Yeah.
I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, no. Jealous kind of fella. Oh, we got to talk. What's that, Green? What's the guy's name? But anyway, let's move on with the show. Mr. Breeze. Sir, that song. I've got to ask you this. Then we're going to go backwards a little bit. And I'm just going to assume something. You wrote that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, yes, sir.
Oh, but see, I'm batting 1,000 here, Waymaker. Batting 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. And I want to know, when did you start singing? At what age?
You know what, it's a crazy question, because I didn't start singing until I got to college.
Whoa.
I was singing to myself, but I never sung.
Okay.
I never sung to people. I never sung in church.
None of that.
Sung, you know, until I got to college, and we needed a singer in our group, and so I just started. I started doing the singing in the group, and that just kind of where it started. I gained a little bit more confidence in myself, and
I got
to where I'm at now. You know.
Hey, I love that. So, in college, was it a group that you guys formed, or did you join the choir?
No. It was just it was like R&B/rap.
And so, yeah, some of you guys got together, college students got together and started just doing your thing. Okay.
Kind of like Pretty Ricky. You know, we were Pretty Ricky before Pretty Ricky, you know.
So
we needed a singer. And so
right?
I was like, hey, I can hum a little bit.
You can hum? Okay.
I can hum a little bit. So I just started singing, and, you know, we made a lot of records during that time.
You know, that confidence is a hell of a thing, ain't it? Because you started humming, and then you started blowing. Yeah.
Right. It's something, man, especially if you like me, like how I started. I never sung in front of, like, my family was surprised. My grandma, my mama. I didn't sing in front of my mama until 2009 and my brother's, my brother's, parties for his graduation.
Oh,
and
man.
I got up and, sung for him. So.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. I'm so excited about you, about your story, your journey. And so none of them knew that you could sing before then? Am I?
No. Nobody, because I wouldn't sing in front of nobody. Oh, that wasn't happening.
Wow. D.A., that's a hell of a story.
I'm telling you.
It's crazy.
It's especially to see his performance now. And he said he only started in 2009. You know what I mean, in front of everybody. That's incredible.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm loving this already. Man, I really, really love this. Hey, so tell me something. I'm looking at, ladies and gentlemen, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're on LinkedIn. The best audio is if you go to and download one of those apps. Now, you can keep this picture up, but download one of those apps. And one of those apps for Android is Studio W. Studio W. Go to your Play Store, download it, right? From your Apple App Store, just download Studio.W. Studio.W. We're available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and their website. Now, most importantly, if you're loving this broadcast and you just want to share it with a friend, you want to see it again or share it with someone, then go to studiow.buzz, and you'll be able to check out Mr. Breeze here. Mr. Do Too Much. I love this. When did you start playing guitar?
You know what? I'm not a great guitar player, but I've always wanted to have a studio that with all the instruments. The only thing I don't have is a bass guitar. But I started, like, I love country music. And I drive trucks too, and so every time I was sitting around not doing nothing, it was an opportunity to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned a few cowboy chords on the guitar. Mm. It's nothing serious. It's something. It's in the making. I want to be able to hit the stage and add that element to my performance. So I'm not great at it, but I love the guitar and I love music. And so one day, like I said, I want to be able to add that and shock some people again. Like when I shocked everybody with singing,
uh-huh.
I want to be able to pop that guitar out and do a few songs.
Yeah, I believe you're going to do it. I believe you're going to do it.
Oh, almost definitely. Okay. Oh,
make me a promise. Once you feel that you you're getting to the point you are mastering that guitar, I want you to come back on several platforms. But I tell you what, based on that first song, I think we're going to see you sooner than later. I'm loving this, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, Waymaker, I want to get to more of his music, but what do you have to say to the audience, and what do you have to say to Breeze?
Mr. Do Too Much. My question has always been, after listening to your music, is your name. Your name, carry weight. What does it mean to Mr. Do Too Much? What that means?
Well, yeah.
Are you saying as is how I got my name?
Yes, yes, and what effect does it put on you as far as that is concerned?
Mm.
That's kind of like a two-part answer. So when I was in college back with that group, they started calling me Breeze. And so I kept that name Breeze all the way up until now. It was like, well, some people knew me when I did music back in college. So people just kept calling me Breeze. And I was like, so when I transitioned into Southern Soul, it's like, you know what? I'm going to keep the name Breeze. Ain't nobody got it. You know, I'm going to keep that name.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mr. Do Too Much part came in. Like when I first came in Southern Soul, I've been in it for a little while now that people probably forgot I started with a group, me and a longtime friend of mine, Jesse Haynes. And we started a group called Jay and Breeze. And so before we ever made a show, before we ever performed, we would always come to my house. We would practice. Mm. And that's when I started. I got this thing where I stroke the hat. I don't know if y'all ever seen it. Waymaker, you seen it, you know. So
yeah.
I got this thing where I stroke the hat and all that. And so we would always joke about what I was going to do on stage, because I always wanted to add like that wow element to, like, what they do it on, you know. And he looked at me one day, he was in the car, he was talking, he said, you know what, man? You do too much. And I was like, you know what I do? That's going to be my name, Mr. Do Too Much. And so, yeah,
that's funny.
Where that name came from. And I really want, people to, when I get off that stage, that's what I want people to say. You know what, bro? You got that name for a reason. And so I want to add that element. I was in Houston this weekend. I wasn't even supposed to perform. Man, shit. By the time I got off that stage, man, a lot of people didn't know me. They know me now. You know, everybody in there enjoyed it, and I gave them. I want to give people their money's worth.
Right.
And if I got to do too much, it is what it is.
Man, I love your attitude, brother.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love your attitude. You know, I think that you get up there on stage, and money is secondary to you.
It is. For me, every time I don't care if I've been to a city multiple times.
Wow.
I don't care if it's my home city. I don't care where I'm at.
Wow.
Every time I get on stage, I want to prove to them that I'm good.
Right.
I want to set the record straight that, hey, I'm not here because of my name. I'm not here because of anything. I want to go up and prove myself every time. It ain't because, hey, these people might be rocking with me, but just because you've seen me perform great before, I want you to see me perform great again.
Right.
And again, and again, and again, you know. And so that's what it's about for me.
Man, I tell you what. Go ahead, bro.
I got one other thing to let him know because I hadn't told him this. Mm-hmm. One of the things that captured my eyes, I saw you on Facebook putting on a event. Mm-hmm. And when I know you were dedicated to what you was doing and you was committed to it, is the night that I saw you standing in the middle of some ditch with your jeans on, and it was just full of water.
What?
You know, you was diving in and out the water. And I said, I said, I love this cat. Even though me and you had talked
about it. Oh, my goodness.
When I saw that, I said, hey, you know, we got to do whatever we can to help push this brother. You remember that night, what I'm talking about?
Right, yeah, I do. And, like, I remember when I made that post, I said, sometimes when you book me, you never know what you'll get. Like,
oh, man, God.
My set changes based off the crowd.
Oh, my God.
My set can completely change about if somebody in the back say something to me that switches. Hey, we're going to go to this song now because now they back there talking shit. Oh, we about to set them up real quick. We about to switch it up based off the crowd, you know? And so,
yeah. Man, so I love this cat.
Somebody said that I wouldn't do it. And I was like,
oh, Lord.
You know, oh, you don't think I can swim? And something I said, and I, next thing you know, I was in the water.
Come off the stage and went head to the water.
Lord Jesus. Hey, Waymaker. Waymaker.
It was already raining outside and stuff, and I said, it is what it is. Let me go ahead and jump in and show them.
Okay. DA.
Yeah, man.
Breathe. Okay.
Yes, sir.
DA and I, we have so much fun together. And jokingly, we say, we're complete fools. We are complete fools. We have a fun. Look, we go out there and we do our thing each and every broadcast that we do. We don't hold back. We don't put on airs. We go with the vibe. But also behind the scenes, Waymaker sets up. He's in charge of the scheduling of the artists, picking the best artists to produce on this broadcast. Okay. Right. Then I have another job behind the scenes, scheduling, engineering, and making sure that the music is right and tight and things of that nature. And so together, man, look, woo! Uh-oh. What Bessie Stokes said, I thought I did. Let me know. I did. Don't let me do it again. That's when she didn't acknowledge me, but thank you, Bessie. I love you. We can't wait for you to come back. We can, Waymaker.
Yes,
and I have to thank Bessie Stokes because you came on our broadcast on Cultural Excellence with me and Bessie Stokes, and we were having a great time. And so she had an engagement the following week. And she said, WB, I got an idea. Okay. Why don't we let the Waymaker, fill in for me the following week. Now, hey, Breeze, man, you'll get a kick out of this. When he came on the show for the first time, he was only supposed to be on it for 15 minutes.
That's true.
He ain't left yet.
Oh, the dependence I was talking about. Sometimes, man, Good is good. You can't deny good. You can't deny good. It's impossible to deny good. You can't do nothing with it.
I just got another text from Bessie. Bessie, I know what that eyeball symbol means. That means that you have an eye for talent. That's what that means. Okay. Confirm or deny. Bessie, I already know. Girl, please come back. We miss you. And because of you, see what, she just texted me again. See, what had happened was, oh my God. Hey, Breeze, this is what we gonna do. Let's make sure this pulls up. It better.
What's up, y'all?
It's your Breeze. Hey, Breeze. That's you. That's you, bro.
And I'm here to let y'all know that.
Come on.
And if I can't find me one this year,
Waymaker,
I'm gonna go ahead and flip me a cool.
I'm dropping another mic.
I'm now I ain't come by myself.
Come on.
I got the Fox Lady of Southern Soul.
This is Monday Night Madness.
And I'm gonna chase all these songs.
Y'all,
I met this lady. She was a little bit older. She went that thing on me. She said age ain't nothing but a number.
Right.
She a lady in the daytime,
man.
Sure enough, she a cook at night. She's a certified woman, and a certified free. She make me feel like a little boy, the way she whip that thing on me. I
come
see
on.
You dragging out a wagon, Well, I know how to tote it. You can't do too much, cause boy, you know you gotta stroll it. Y'all, I can't help myself. I gotta give it a try. Cause this young bug, he wanna eat that nookie pie.
Go for it.
This Google trap. Hey,
I'm about to make that Thursday.
Ooh, baby.
I'm about to make you feel young.
Make you feel young, baby. When I'm hitting it from the back.
Monday Night Madness.
I'm about to make that Thursday.
Yeah.
Hello, sweet tea. Girl, this
sweet
young
tea.
Buck got it going on. He called a man a woman would ever need. Girl, I thought I was the foxy lady, but I'll be whatever he gonna call. This fox will be a panther, a cat, or a cougar. Girl, I'm hooked in his trap. Girl, he cut my grass. He fixed my car. He remodeled my house, and I can't wait for him to work on this body. Girl, he is a geek. Listen, I got some nookie pies in the oven, and that juice is on chill. And he has really made me want to do something to him.
Woo!
I'll call you back later. The younger the bug, the stronger the juice. You know that fox gonna whoop that nookie on you.
Mark.
You set a trap.
Yeah.
Now what you gonna do? But what you didn't know, this fox done caught you too.
I'm about to set this cougar trap.
Hey,
I'm about to make that first now.
Ooh, baby.
I'm about to make you feel young.
Make you feel young, baby.
Hey guys,
from the back.
You listen to the buzz. Waymaker, the baddest on the planet.
Come
on. Man, this nigga.
Woo! Y'all, I can't help myself. I gotta give it a try. Cause this young bug, he wanna eat that nookie pie. I'm about to set this booby trap. Hey,
I'm about to
make that Thursday.
Ooh,
yeah.
Babe.
I'm about to make you feel young.
Make you feel young, baby.
Woo!
From the back. I'm about to set this booby trap. I'm about to make it Thursday.
Come on.
60, cool the trap, 70, cool the trap, 58,
Stop the presses. I've already dropped the mic. Good gracious.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Breeze,
sir.
You're a bad boy. Hey, you are a bad boy. Hey, you know what? Man, I love you. I love your music, man. Thank you so much.
Explain to Breeze when you say you dropped the mic. What does that mean?
That means it goes into the archives. That goes into the rotation. That means it will be played on this radio station. That's what it means. Okay?
All right.
So it went into three categories. And so, speaking of categories, I'm going to tell you about that. It's the Southern Soul mix that I have. And we've got bad cats like that Jeter Jones, Sir Charles Jones. Name them. Just go down the list. We've got Summer Wolf, Mika, Miss Aretha on there. And I must, okay, we got to do this. I must give homage to the brother that brought Waymaker to the buzz in the first place. I have to do that because I wouldn't have met this man. I can't say I wouldn't have, but not on the condition that I did, because he came with credentials. Okay. Yeah. And my main man, Derek the Change Man Smith.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He and I have been friends about 4 years. Not exactly sure, but I love that brother. One of the most talented people I've ever met.
Amen.
He's a singer, a songwriter, a producer, a comedian, soul singer, R&B singer, Southern soul, blues, gospel. Wow. And he introduced me to the Waymaker. And Breeze, you are the fruits of that production, or that introduction, rather. And I want to thank you. Man, we've only played two of your songs. I love both of them. And the response that we're getting right now, the audience is loving it too. But I must give thanks and appreciation to Derek the Change Man Smith.
Oh.
Yes, I did. I did it, Waymaker. Waymaker, I had to do it.
Yeah.
I had no choice. This is Monday Night Madness. Come on. This jam.
What I
feel. Man, look. Look.
Trying to tell myself that what I feel ain't real.
Come on, y'all.
Look.
I cried about it. I lied about it.
Man, you better grab a drink.
To tell you the truth. I almost died about it.
Look, man.
Just stop for a moment to
laugh.
Not with it.
Somebody needs, I need some oxygen.
I'm crazy.
Good Lord. This took it all out of me.
Woo. I know you move.
Go ahead, boy. Woo.
You got a new family.
Two,
I heard you got three kids.
That boy.
And they say your oldest boy looks like me. I heard that you're doing good.
Man.
On your job, you got a promotion.
Man, I just got my money.
But
for
I
it.
Hope that man is treating you good. Giving you love and devotion. But
baby,
I'm still crazy. I'm still crazy about you, baby.
Come on.
Still crazy about you.
Yeah.
Listen here, baby. Yeah. I'm not trying to cause hell in your home.
Right.
Before I give you stress, I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, I just have to try. Before I close the door,
you got time to call.
Close the door and tell you goodbye.
Hey, let us know.
Studio W.
Studio W. That buzz on Apple. Studio W on Android. Hanging on with me, WP. And Breeze. Mr. Duke. And too much.
Myself. I gotta say that I'm just easy.
Whatever you got, tell me.
About you, about you.
Ow.
Lord, I'm crazy about you.
That should be illegal. It should be classified.
Been with you this long.
As a level three drug.
And haven't changed your last name.
I mean, this kind of music here.
Good God,
man.
Look. He ain't changed your last name. If he had taken you down to the altar,
and holding on to it too long, don't only give it to me,
baby. If he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you.
Hey,
God Almighty,
Derek, aka for me, Dr. D, he ain't holding back. He ain't holding back, wait. Make me write bad checks.
I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet.
No.
Behind my
Come on.
Just the other day.
Whatever you need.
In the back of somebody, baby, and in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures when we went to the county fair. And I want you,
with your
favorite pink teddy bear. How crazy, I know it sounds.
Come on.
After all this time, that I'm out of my mind. But if you have anything left for me, if you have anything left for me, tell me.
Oh my goodness. Oh, hurt me, baby. Make me write bad checks. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know I ain't did nothing wrong, but I feel like I gotta apologize. I'm sorry.
Well, whatever it was. Hey, Jennifer Watts. Jennifer. Hey. I don't know Jennifer, but guess what? Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah, Miss Jennifer. I know Miss Jennifer.
Okay, well, guess what? And then Bessie says, that's my jam. So, guess what? We're getting warm. I think she might be coming back soon because she's calming right now, Waymaker.
Okay.
All right, that's between you and I. I'm trying to whisper here, you know.
Yeah,
but
she can't hear.
Wow, let's get back to our special guest, Breeze. Sir, we've only played two of your songs so far. And what amazes me, that you didn't start singing until you got into college. And so, you were, if I understand correctly, and you guys got the group together and you said, and your contribution says, well, I can hum. And then at a late stage, because most people that we have a conversation with on this network is that they started singing when they were three. Some is, oh my God, I think it was Mika or, several. Three, five, seven, nine, yeah. 10 absolutely. Years old. They went to school and they started off in, the church a lot. And some of them sing, you know, in the high school and junior high school choirs and things of that nature. And this is what's so fascinating about your story. None of those things were true. And you didn't discover that you had a talent until when? When did you discover that you really had a talent? Oh, I can't hear you. Oh, what's going on? I got to hear.